Yeah, so we've got some training going on here at Ziegler, and we are I'm going to be teaching the power of community in a few minutes. We've got a two-day, what we call a Ziegler experience going on, and then we have Ziegler Business Owner Boot Camp on Thursday and Friday, and then I'm speaking for someone here in Dallas on Friday afternoon. So how are you guys doing?
Marvelous.
Phenomenal.
Good. Hey, me and Jim are becoming best friends, man. We're sending him work. He's delivering stuff over here to Ziegler.
Yeah, I was looking for you, but you must have been hiding when I was over there.
Yeah, I didn't get here. Did you come this morning?
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't get here until like 8:30, but Alexandra showed me the brochures, and she was like, so impressed that you just turned it around so fast. And she's like, he needs some kind of, you know, personal thank you. I said, well, I'll see him today and I'll tell him. So thank you very much. That. Yeah, you bet. Okay. Icebreaker question is, what email software are you using and why do you use it?
I'll go.
Okay, go ahead. Is this, Carrie?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Carrie.
You can actually see my face this week.
Hey.
So we use Infusionsoft. Infusionsoft is an amazing program. You can kind of set it and forget it. We use it for everything down to our proposals, to touch base with our merchants and our referral partners. And it's amazing. We love it.
Awesome. Beautiful. Look forward to learning more about how you guys are using that. Perfect. And, okay, Stuart, you're next.
Well, we're not using anything presently, so I'm kind of interested to see which in the group, which has been better, Infusionsoft or the MailChimp or what have you.
Perfect. Okay, great. So are you, do you have emails anywhere, like in a CRM or anything like that?
Oh, yeah, we've got, well, over 2,000.
Okay. And are they in your CRM program?
CRM, yeah.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, perfect. Okay, let's see. Bob, what about you?
Years ago, we had a couple thousand people in the list, and we haven't been doing anything because we've been so swamped with work. I'm wanting to get back at it again, get organized, and do it right. I've got a customer service rep is leaving us to move out of town. So I'm going to have her work remotely and task her with the marketing side. So I've got Brittany, I'm recording these so that Brittany can view these. And as soon as I can get her here for a live one, she may walk in the door. So if you see somebody walk up, a girl walk up, that would be Brittany.
Okay. Perfect. All right. And all your family, everybody good over there? I noticed you were on our list.
The hurricane bypassed us. We didn't get a bit of damage. We just feel so terrible for the folks in North Carolina with all the water.
Yeah, okay. All right, perfect. Okay, Jim, what about you? What software are you using and why?
I'm not using anything at this point. That's why I'm here, because I want to get that rolling. I am currently paying Constant Contact.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you told me. How much is that costing you a month, by the way?
$49.
Wow. So I didn't realize that was that much. Thank you so much. Sorry, I forgot to grab it. I didn't realize that was that much. I know back in the day I was using it, and I don't think I was paying that much. Brenda, I know what you're using, but you can share with the group what you're using and why. And today we're going to spend a little time on your challenge.
Sounds good. We use Infusionsoft and we use it in a lot of different ways. And I think we've probably stretched it farther than it's supposed to be.
You did. And yeah. I finally found out why.
Yeah. But we use our email marketing with it. We do communications, we process our memberships, certifications, registrations for events. We've really tried to make it a one-stop shopping for everything that we need. Oh, we also have our online pro shop, so our e-commerce site is there too. And the bookkeeping is a big part that I had to incorporate, because I went through a stage with my staffing where we couldn't use the QuickBooks like we needed to. So Howard showed me how to be able to still use the tags and all of the income coming in through Infusionsoft to be able to export that out to my bookkeeper. So, I mean, there's so many things that we have relied on this for. So, but the reason we did it is because you told us to.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. Perfect. Man, sometimes it's a booger getting it all set up, but once you get it there, it's amazing what you can do with it. Okay, I'm going to go back up here to Michael. Mike Killen.
Okay, we use ActiveCampaign, and that was originally referred to me by my my web developer, and then I hired another web developer recently, and they actually have since switched from Infusionsoft to ActiveCampaign. So... was referred twice over to me. I was always attracted to Infusionsoft, but I've never been in there or used it. I hear that ActiveCampaign is pretty similar.
Okay, very good. Are they new?
I think it is fairly new, and it's probably a, for lack of a better term, cheaper alternative to Infusionsoft.
Okay.
And I don't know enough about Infusionsoft to really know and, you know, to match up the features, but it's been explained to me that it's pretty darn similar.
Okay. Got it. Well, we're going to unravel some of the differences or the things to look for today. I'm not an expert in software, the differences in the software, but I'm going to give you a few things from my experience. Okay, let's go to Jim.
I have Infusionsoft, and I'm in the process of trying to figure out how to use it. That's why I'm here on this call.
Okay, perfect. Great. Awesome. And Sherry Farrell, tell me your name one more time.
It's Michael.
Michael, if you could do me a favor, and whenever you log in, obviously you're logging in with Sherry's email or whatever, there's a little place where you could you can rename yourself. Like if you click on that, you don't have to do that, but that way as we go along, everybody can get to know your name. I'm going to do my best to remember. And we got three Michaels on here. So let me go to Mike. But first, Mike or Michael, what are you guys using over there? What software?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah.
Okay. We actually don't have any currently in use. So the reason why we're on here is to figure out which one to use and how to use it. So we're starting at square one, really.
Okay, and you guys are in the flooring business, correct?
Correct.
Okay, are you putting any of your clients in any kind of database right now?
Absolutely, two of them.
Two different databases?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so CRM and accounting, or?
Oh, well, one is FileMaker. It's where we keep all of our quotes and that our account managers use to line itemize all of the projects. And okay. Then RFMS is our database with all the bells and whistles, if you will. It's where the sales are kept, the approved projects are kept, the accounting is plugged into it. So they're in both.
Yeah, I'm aware of that system being a lot of years around the flooring industry. Okay, perfect. All right, and Michael LeBlanc.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Good morning, sir. Great morning to you, sir.
Yes, great morning. Yes. I'm in the process of, I've been using the FULO database because I had one of my, a lady working for me. She kind of fried my database. So we're kind of almost starting all over again. It's my fault. We didn't have it backed up. So looking at right now, lately I have been using Constant Contact.
Okay. All right. Perfect. Perfect. All right. Did everybody share?
No, I'll let them out.
Everybody share. Sherry, do you want to comment on what Carrie said?
Sure. What Carrie said. Good job, Carrie.
Okay.
So we use Infusionsoft, and we've been using it for several years, and we are very thankful for a lot of the automation and the ability to stay in contact with our merchants way more efficiently and effectively than we did before. And I'm very blessed to have someone like Carrie on our team who has just dug in and really knows the system very well. So yeah, when I have a Infusionsoft question, I call Carrie.
Perfect, perfect. Listen, guys, at the end of this program, that is the last session of this group. And sooner than later, you're going to probably want to do that. Now, I used to do it myself, and it was fine. I did fine with it, but I would make, you know, a lot of mistakes because I was in a hurry or whatever. But it was good to do it for a while because I really learned it. But there's some simple things that you can do yourself. But since they're simple, why not go ahead and have someone on your team just go ahead and do them? And I'll show you a little bit of that today. But we'll really make a bigger deal about that after we get through it. But it's really important as a business owner. One of the things that I have noticed is that business owners tend to either do everything themselves or they abdicate things. See, and delegating is knowing enough about it that you can delegate it to someone and be able to monitor it. Okay, very, very key. And that's where business owners get stuck. They think, well, if I can't just outsource it, if I can't just abdicate it, even if you outsource, I mean, it's like, I'm going down the Facebook road again one more time because I've learned so much about it. The last time I did it, I just abdicated it. This time I'm not going to do that. I understand how it all works, but I'm not going to do it because A, I'm not going to do it as well as they can do it. I don't know what they know. And C, I don't have the time and my team doesn't have the expertise for this. Okay. But delegating means monitoring, right? So you don't do it yourself on the one extreme, and you don't just abdicate it, just outsource it, never look at it on the other extreme. You have to, the solution is in the middle, that you know enough about how it works and you know what outcome you want, and you can smell when something's wrong, you know when it's working, and you monitor it. So we'll talk some about that today as well, but mostly later on in the series. Okay, so the considerations that we have is, let's just start with email by itself, okay? I want to share with you that if all you have is a program that will send a broadcast email, you can make this whole thing worthwhile. We can just stop right there. If you have Constant Contact, MailChimp, or even a CRM program, so here would be my question for your software provider. Can I send broadcast emails? Okay, and what that means is that does my CRM qualify to be able to send broadcast emails? And what I mean by that is, a broadcast email has to have an unsubscribe button, and it has to fit all the qualifications. A lot of CRMs, you know, you put an email in there, but you can't really, you shouldn't use it as a broadcast emailer, right? You can email a specific customer about a proposal or about a job, or, you know, to, you know, personally contact them, but you can't send a broadcast email, or you shouldn't send a broadcast email from your CRM. Does that make sense to everybody? Go yes. Like this for yes. Okay. The second thing is what's called an autoresponder. So I'm pretty sure now that Constant Contact, well, let me time out before we even go there. With just an email program like Constant Contact, MailChimp, or something like that, you are way ahead of the game. You're so far ahead of the game from most business owners that now you have some leverage that they don't have. Now, the thing is that if you're using, those of you that don't have a program yet, you know, start with something like Constant Contact if you want to. You could start with Infusionsoft. I think they have a basic program now, or Active Campaign or something like that. I don't know how much you pay for that, Michael, but there's some basic models out there. I would pay, I don't care what Infusionsoft costs, I would pay for Infusionsoft or something like that, even if all I could do is email to my clients, to my database, okay? Is that important? Okay, so here's what you need to do. Your CRM, your flooring software, your proposal software, whatever program you're putting your emails in, you want to get with your service provider and ask two questions. Number one, can we do broadcast emails? Does it have an unsubscribe, da 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 da? Number two, if not, can I export this to a CSV file? Okay. And the answer should be yes. And when you do that, then you can upload your list into something like Infusionsoft or MailChimp or Constant Contact or something like this. Now, the program that you use, there's two things that you need to know. The program that you use is going to be, that you choose, is going to be determined by couple things. One is, where are you going with this? Do you want to get to a place where you have automated campaigns, where you can, the difference between something like Infusionsoft, I'm assuming Active Campaign, is that you can just do more. It has more bells and whistles. You know, it's the difference between, a computer and a calculator, right? So I can add and subtract and multiply with a calculator, but look what I can do with a computer or a smartphone. Or maybe a better example would be, I could get one of those old mobile phones that the only thing it'll do is call people, which, hey, how many of us ran our business and all we could do is call people, right? We're still successful. But look at all that you can do on this smartphone, okay? That doesn't mean that I know how to use every app. That doesn't mean that I know how to use every piece of software that I have in here. I'm still finding out all about it, right? I mean, just this last week, I finally got Bitmoji, right? So I can now text somebody with a little, you know, HP Bitmoji, you know? And so... I mean, I'm just finding out about some of this stuff, just learning how to do it. But so I have a question. Why is it that we get Infusionsoft or something like this and we don't know how to use every single thing there and we get all confused, and yet we have a phone in our hand that we don't get frustrated by that? Maybe we do, but we use what we can, right? We call people, we email, we text. We do Facebook. Maybe we use our camera, but there's all kinds of things that this will do. And that's the way that I look at this. So if all you do is email, that's fine. Okay. So, and there's a reason that I like Infusionsoft, which I'll get to in just a minute. But the question is your intention from now on just to email people? If that's all you're going to do, then just get MailChimp or Constant Contact or whatever. Now, the other thing you could do is you could start with that, but then when you start with Infusionsoft, then you're going to have to transfer everything over. So whatever you use, have some sort of procedure where you're adding your emails into that software on a regular basis, on a daily basis, or an email, or on a weekly basis, and then just do a simple dimple campaign. The idea here is to start with email and then layer up. Start with that analog telephone, and then we add texting. Then we add, you know, Rick Jones knew how to use a telephone, but then he learned how to text, and then he learned how to use emojis, you know, and I bet he could even use Facebook on his phone now, you know, it's amazing. Okay, so you just layer up, layer up, layer up. Make sense? Okay, so level one, if all you can do is broadcast email, then that's great. Now, one other very important note, if you're going to export your list out of your CRM and you're going to put it into Infusionsoft or Constant Contact or MailChimp or anything like that, there's some other programs out there too. But what you want to do is you want to get with your service provider, get with your Infusionsoft rep, someone at Constant Contact, someone at MailChimp, and say, look, I have this list. They're my customers. They want to know how long you've been building that list, how you got the emails, and those kinds of things. And let them help you figure out how to start that campaign. Okay? Because if you just upload them and you send a blast email out there, then they might shut down your account. Then you have to call them. Okay, now you're behind the eight ball. What might happen is you may send it out there and you get flagged by the spam filters, and then you have a deliverability problem. How do I know all this? How do you think I know all this?
Happened to you.
Been there, done that.
Been there, done that. Got the scars, the bruises, and still paying the price for it all these years later, but I've figured out how to really make this happen. I mean, everybody that's here in this room today, yesterday and today, and then tomorrow and the next day came from our email list. We didn't send out an email. You know, we did make a few phone calls, which I'll get to a little bit later when we get to next week. Next week is probably the most important week of this whole series because it's all about the strategy. Okay, layer up. Now, the next thing that we can do is we can add an autoresponder. And what an autoresponder is that link that we were talking about where when you're networking or a link that you can put on your social media, a link that you can put on your website, it's a link where you can give away your free trial offer, your PDF, or whatever the case might be. And so Constant Contact has one, MailChimp has one. And what happens is with the autoresponders, when people click on that link, then it will activate your campaign. Now, what I don't know is how good MailChimp or Constant Contact and all those are at, you know, multiple campaigns and long-term campaigns and drip campaigns and things like that. The other thing is that I know that back in the day when I was using Constant Contact and I used one shopping cart and that kind of stuff, it was hard to segment the list. And the reason is you physically had to take people and create groups. This is the main thing I love about Infusionsoft more than anything else is tags. I can, it's so simple to segment lists. Why is that important? Well, you have prospects, you have clients, you have clients who have used different services. You have clients who have used you in the past month, past 2 months, past 6 months, past year. You have clients who haven't used you in over a year. You have people in your networking group. You have people in your other different groups. I mean, look at this program we're doing right here. Each one of you has a product and a tag on phenomenal email marketing. And then the next piece is we set up a campaign where you're going to automatically get the reminders for this. Okay. At any point in time, I can click a button and I can say, send this message to only people who are in Inner Circle, only to people who are previous Inner Circle members, only to people who are not Inner Circle members, only to people who have bought this product, only to people who are in my 777 group, only to people who are in my phenomenal email group. See how that works? And it's simple. The reason it's simple is because you just add a little tag. We can create a tag right now. All these people that are in that room right there, I can just click a button and send them, just them, an email because they have a specific product and they have a specific tag. Make sense? Everybody go like this for yes. Okay, very, very important. Now, here's where a lot of confusion comes in and a lot of work comes in. People assume that one program should be able to do everything. Your CRM is for customer history on money that they spent, products that they bought. You might have it for your sales reports. Then you might have QuickBooks for your billing and stuff like that. So some companies have 3, 4, 5 different pieces of software. That's okay. This is another consideration. This is probably this what we're talking about right here, and getting your software set up is probably the hardest part because it takes some understanding, it takes some thinking through it and making some decisions. So what we've done is tried to make it as simple as possible. And the way we've done that is we use Infusionsoft as our CRM for our email, for our campaigns, because it'll automate those campaigns so I can get my sales reports. In fact, I get an email. I have an app. I get an email, number one. Someone just ordered something. I have an Infusionsoft app on my phone. I can click my orders. I can look up a client, especially if I'm going to go see somebody. I just pick up this app and click on there. It gives me directions to their place, whatever. Then we use QuickBooks for our billing. We use QuickBooks for accounts receivables. Now, Infusionsoft will do that also. Okay, so on our subscriptions, Inner Circle payments, things like that, it'll do the accounts receivable part. So you can do all your accounts receivable in Infusionsoft if you want to, but it's not going to pay your bills for you. So I got to have QuickBooks to do my P&L, my balance sheet, my accounts payable. All right, makes sense? So I'm just using only two pieces of software because I want to have software as few pieces of software. Now, of course, we've got GoToWebinar, we got Zoom, we got all sorts of other software to do other things. But when it comes to just communicating with our clients and handling our money and marketing, that's all we need. Okay. Now, the next piece of it is campaigns. So what I mean by campaign is you can go into if you want to be able to create a multi-step campaign And a good example of that would be, in fact, I think I have an example here. Yeah, so using this group as an example, this is a campaign. So when the product is purchased, then you guys can see my screen, right? Okay. So when a product is purchased, we simply add a tag. Now we can go in and manually add that tag. And the way that this works is that when that tag is applied, then it kicks out a campaign. And in that campaign, it sends a welcome email, da 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 da, and then the email follow-up has a series of emails that, and we can go into there and look at that a little bit later, but then it has a series of emails that will remind you guys that the calls are coming up and things like that. Now, another thing we're gonna do is we'll go in here, now that we have a replay page, is we can go in and adjust this to where, you know, once a week it'll send a replay. We're probably gonna, we may do that manually, I don't know, but again, is so easy to do even when you do it manually, because everybody who has this tag, boom, just you pull up the contact list, everybody who has that tag, boom, send them this email with the replay page. Simple dimple. This is why I get a little angry when people say it's confusing, because it doesn't have to be. Simple dimple. Start with email, tags, a simple autoresponder. And any of the software that you get either comes with a support or has a simple steps on how to set up that link for your autoresponder. And so what happens, they order your PDF or whatever it is, and then the system, you have a little campaign like the one we just looked at, tag is applied, and it says, send them this report. And then send them, if you want to automate it, you could automate your marketing for as long as you want to, for as far out as you want to. If you wanted to sit down and write 52 simple emails and put them in a simple campaign, when someone gets on your list that you say, I want them to get an email, a value email once a week for the whole year, you could do that. It's just a matter of sitting down and writing 52 emails, which, by the way, doesn't take that long. All right, I got people chatting to me.
Hey, Howard, I don't understand exactly what a... let me see, what did you call it? The autoresponder. Can you show us what that is, or show me?
Yes.
Maybe I'm just the only one, but the terminology I don't quite have yet.
Yeah, you actually have one on your site, I believe. Tell me what your site is.
USCDKA.com.
Okay. This is your opt-in, and it has an autoresponder behind it.
Ah.
What I mean by an autoresponder is when I opt in here, two things are going to happen. One is what an autoresponder is it automatically responds. Okay. Okay. This way, if you give someone your link, just say, go to uscdka.com and download the free guide, how to be a champion, okay? And it's going to automatically respond with an email, okay? Mm-hmm. So let's see if it's working here. Is it supposed to send an email, or do you know?
Yeah, you may have to fill out those. We segment the list once they go there with those buttons they have to answer. So I don't know if you have to do that piece before it sends it or not.
Gotcha. So here's the cool thing. The cool thing is that once you learn how to do this, and even if someone else does it, you can tell them what to do. Is let me try to get this bar out of the way. You can have it to where it. So you have your thank you page right here, right? So what you can do is you can have it auto respond with an email that says, hey, thanks for opting in. Notice you didn't fill out the survey. Okay. And you can bring them right back to this page. Then you can set up an automated campaign that says, keep bringing them back to this page, you know, every few days until, you know, we get tired of asking them. Or until they're probably going to be tired of us asking them to do it. Make sense?
Yeah.
Because one of the things you have to realize is that at this point in time, they don't, may not know you that well. So they may not want to fill out all this information. Mm. Okay. So we're going to talk about strategy next week. But just a quick thing here is you could give them something extra, something even more amazing right here to give a little bit more information. Or what you could do is you could say, you know, one more step, fill out this survey to da-da-da-da-da, give them a benefit. Because, you know, this is going to take me a little bit of time right here. Okay. Yes, I have the desire to grow. Yes, I'm willing to move out of my comfort zone. Does it bother you when other people, yes, are treated unfairly? Is it important to you that things are done well? Yes. Are you willing to push yourself to higher limits? Yes. Is personal integrity important to you? Yes. Yes. I'm not a black belt. I'm not a school owner. I might be what do you call it when you get a doctorate that they give you?
Honorary.
I might be an honorary member, so let's click yes. I think I am. Here's a problem on this page. Where do I click submit? There's no button. You see that? You're muted. Sorry. Brenda, you're muted.
Yeah, there we go. My screen disappeared. I see you, but I don't see your screen. So.
Oh. Is everybody else seeing my screen?
Yep.
Okay. All right, so after you fill out the survey, there's no button to submit the survey.
Oh.
Yeah. So that's another thing is that we have to, this is what I mean by monitoring.
Okay.
Is we need to get in there and we need to get in there and test our stuff on a regular basis. Okay. All right. Normally I would do all the questions during the interaction time, but let's take a moment. What questions do you have about what we've talked about so far?
Howard, can you also do cards? Matter of fact, the card that you sent me yesterday, thank you so much for that. Birthday cards, anniversary cards, note cards, Thanksgiving, Christmas cards. Can all of this be automated in with it also?
Yes. Emails, cards, pretty much unlimited. So if you use Send Out Cards and Infusionsoft has an API. In fact, I think we may have even had that API created.
What's an API?
An API is a I don't remember what it stands for, but it's basically an open portal, access portal or something like that, where two pieces of software can talk to each other, right? If we did create it and pay for it, we should be selling it. So I need to ask Santi about that. Surely we're not the only ones in the world that have that. But yeah, but again, that's a layer up. See, we start step one, then we layer up. And over time, as we build the smartphone one app at a time, we just add one app at a time. Before you know it, man, we got all kind of apps. We can do all kind of stuff. Make sense?
On the marketplace for Infusionsoft, there's a one of those things. It's an extra $55 a month for the connector or whatever you call that, that takes you to send out cards.
Okay, good. Okay. Perfect.
Howard, if I started off with Infusionsoft and used it for a year, and after a year ended up purchasing a software which is called Sedona, which is a $30,000 software, which I'm assuming I got to find out if it's got CRM and the automation built into it. Is it pretty easy to pull over what you've done into a larger software?
Yeah, so the software that you have, it depends on what you mean by that. The software that you're talking about, this 30 grand, is that some sort of industry software?
It is.
Okay, and what does it do?
It's specifically for the security alarm business. It does the full accounting packages along with scheduling and inventory, the whole nine yards.
Yeah. My experience has been that programs like that are probably not the best marketing programs. Okay, so there's another very important thing. So at my service company, we have scheduling, okay? Now you can use, in a business like Phenomenal Products, we all have a Google Calendar and we can share our calendars, right? But when you have text that you're scheduling, so we have a CRM software that also does scheduling. So at my service company, we actually have three pieces of software. So we have our scheduling CRM, we have QuickBooks, and we have Infusionsoft, because our program for CRM, it'll send thank you emails and it'll send confirmation emails, but that's it. And with a confirmation email and a thank you email, you don't need an unsubscribe button because it's not a broadcast email. Technically, you're sending it to that individual person about their job or whatever.
Well, is it integrated or do you have to touch it three times?
We have to touch it. Well, that's the API that we bought. That's the one that we had created. And by the way, an API is an application programming interface. So once the data is submitted on that particular program, it imports into Infusionsoft. But at that company, we're not using Infusionsoft to track products and orders and things like that. So can you see how you have to separate the email marketing from the CRM, the product I was sharing with a client their people are trying to get used to, what we're doing for them. We're working real close with them. And one of them was like, I just don't understand the difference between products and tags in Infusionsoft. And I said, it's like this. Remember that a product is following the order and the money, what they bought, what they purchased. That's their purchase history, okay? Whereas a tag can be used for any purpose. A tag is just used for behavior. It could be how they came on the list. It could be where we met them. It could be an interest level that they have. It could be an interest in a product. Does that make sense?
Can you have more than one tag per individual?
Yes. Yes. In fact, there's no telling how many tags you've got. We could go into your record and look and see how many tags you got. You probably got a bunch. So that's how, like with our system, in fact, I'll move to the next slide here. That's what I love about tags is this easy segmentation. Okay. All right. So here's what happens. Let's say that you came to boot camp, right?
Yes.
Okay. So let's just use Jim as an example. Okay. Well, how did you get to boot camp? You got on Ziegler's list.
Yeah. I think through Facebook would be my guess.
Okay. So we marketed on Facebook. And as we talked about last week, that's one of the ways you can get people on the list. So then you opted in and you got information on Ziegler Business on a boot camp. So then you came to boot camp. And so you're on Ziegler's Infusionsoft and you're tagged that you're coming to Ziegler Business on a boot camp. You came to Ziegler Business on a boot camp. Then you joined Inner Circle. So you got a tag as a customer, Inner Circle 777 with us. Okay. And so you probably got a dozen tags in there. Make sense?
We use tags here for different things. For instance, we have referral partners and we have different levels of referral partnerships. And so we tag them based on their levels so that we can immediately email them about certain things. And we have campaigns for that. And we also have tags for different stages. Like for instance, for our sales team, when they have a first call scheduled, it automatically puts a tag in each stage that they go through for that sales process. So at any time we can see who is, you know, working on what. We also use tags for birthday campaigns and, you know, we have different newsletters. We also have different business types and we also segment for business types and also for volume. So we have used tags for so many different things in our system. It's amazing what you can do with a tag.
Yes.
Because you can do things instantly.
Yeah. And one of the ways you can do that is to create campaigns, create autoresponders. For example, I'll give you another good example. I'm going to show you an email in just a second that, that's one example. But like I'm sending out an email. I just wrote a quick email this morning. My list that is not Inner Circle members yet, I send out 3 emails a week. And those emails are to build our brand, to engage people, to add value to them, and to, you know, get them to do business with us, right? So I sent out an email with a little freebie on it, okay? And it'll go into a campaign, so it'll get a tag. It'll have an autoresponder that delivers that digital book. It's a digital book of Ellen's. And it'll deliver that book. In fact, I just created the email this morning. I can show that to you next week, and I'll show you the campaign that my team set up. So what they'll do is the way the campaigns work is when people click on that link, it goes to the little form. They fill out the information, and when they click submit, then you can take them to any web page on the internet that you want. So we can just bring up the free book, or we can email the book. We can have a little page, and I've got 5 or 6 people on my team that can create a web page for me just like that. I've trained all of them in WordPress. A couple of them are trained in ClickFunnels, and we can just create a page just like that. It could be a very simple page. Thank you for submitting your form. Check your email to get the book. By the way, meet Ellen in person at our upcoming conference. Click here. Ba-bum, ba-bum, ba-bum. So now check it out. We'll get deeper into this as we go into it. I can tag everybody who clicks on that, and we will. Then we can, once they click on, we'll just leave it at that. So links in your email, you can tag those, which gives you another list, another segment that these are your interested parties. Maybe you're going to pick up the phone and call them. Make sense? Okay. And that's why I use Infusionsoft, is because I went beyond just the basic email programs, because I wanted to have easy segmentation. I can create an email. We create a link, tell the link in Infusionsoft to add this tag. When that tag is activated, it goes into this campaign that says, hey, here's your free book. Hey, did you read the book? Hey, are you coming to the conference? Hey, 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 is, you know, as much as we want to contact them. Okay. And then I also use at Phenomenal Products, I use Infusionsoft as our CRM for our products and all those kinds of things, so that I can get my sales reports in Infusionsoft. But then to go over and see what's been collected and what my P&L looks like and all that stuff, I go over to QuickBooks for that. Make sense? Okay. Here's what I do. Simple dimple. Okay, I come up with a promotion. Marketing director, that's my job. So I need to be thinking about my calendar. What events or promotions do I have coming up? I write the email. The team creates the email in Infusionsoft and schedules it, deploys the email. I just check the stats weekly. The hardest thing that I have to do at this point, now that everything is set up, is to write the email. That's the hardest thing. And that ain't that hard. Now, if it's a campaign, I'll outline it. Okay, so we can have a meeting. I can draw it on a piece of paper. I can say when they opt in, I can tell them in the email, this is what I want to happen after they click the link. By the way, let's say that people click the link in your email, but they don't fill out the form. They clicked, and but they didn't fill out the form. So they can go on this campaign, this autoresponder that says, hey, thanks for taking the time to look at this offer for this free book. Notice you didn't fill out the form. Here's the link. Like Brenda, on your survey, good example. Hey, I noticed you opt in, you didn't fill out the survey. You want to get that submit button in there first, okay? All right, so then the team creates the internal opt-in form. So in Infusionsoft, you can create a new campaign. If you just learn how that little form works, we can go over that on one of these calls. And then they create all the internal campaign parts. And when it comes to campaigns, we'll monitor those or review how those are working on our weekly team meeting. Make sense? Here's a simple dimple example right here. I have a Google Doc that I keep updated, and I send an email 3 times a week. So I just put the day and the date, what the subject line is going to be, and I put in the copy, and an image or a link or whatever I'll put in these little brackets right there so that they'll know that that's a link or an image or something like that. And I just let the team know that that Google Doc has been uploaded, okay, or has been updated. And they're checking it. They get alerts and all that stuff. So email is good to go. I just make sure I stay ahead of them to give them time to go in there and put it together. Make sense? Okay, so again, those of you who haven't started yet, how to do it, and those of you that are a little more advanced, you know, we'll get there and we'll start addressing some of your challenges, issues, opportunities, probably next week when we get into the campaign. So just start simple dimple. I'm with a guy by the name of Carl Qualls there, and he's like, man, I might have told you the story before, but he's like, man, I hadn't gotten around to doing my email list and everything, da-da-da-da-da. So what's the problem? He said, well, I just don't know what to send them. I just don't have content. I said, man, you got plenty of content. What are you talking about? And he said, what do you mean? I said, you're a Ziglar Legacy Certified Trainer, right? He said, yeah. I said, Do your people, he sells medical equipment to chiropractors, would they appreciate getting a Ziegler quote, success quote once a week? He said, yeah. And I said, well, why don't you just send him a quote every week? Just sit down over coffee for 2 hours, write 52 emails, and, you know, you could just schedule them out. You don't even have to put it in a campaign. Just schedule it, right, on the day and time you want it to go out. Okay. For example, you measure success by how much good you do for others, Zig Ziglar. So subject line might be, how do you measure success? The height of a man's success or man's success is determined by the depth of his belief. So guess what? He started doing it. And he's getting feedback. We love this. People calling him, doing business with him. And guess what else happened? He had done a few emails to last him a few weeks, and then he fell off the wagon. I said, then what happened? He said, people were emailing me to find out where their Ziegler quote was. All right, so just get the hang of emails first, then move to a simple opt-in. We'll coach you through that. Then move to more complex campaigns. Understand it, but don't try to do it all yourself. Yes or yes?
Yes and yes.
Okay, what questions do you have? What observations did you make today?
I have a question about the campaigns. Mm-hmm. Can you reuse a campaign? Mm-hmm. Like maybe just adding different dates or a different link? I mean, can you just copy and paste a whole campaign like yep. that? That's mm-hmm. a whole lot easier than starting over, right?
Especially when your campaigns look like some of ours.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Awesome. Eric,
probably. Yeah. Copy and paste, but make sure that you go through every detail. Make sure it's right. That's the other thing I've seen with campaigns, and make sure you publish it.
So if I do, let's say I have my tournament, for example, the campaign's in there. I don't need to save it, the past one, but can I just take that one and modify it by, and save it that way?
Yeah, just copy it and give it a different name.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what we do for our conferences.
Ah, okay. All right, thank you.
You bet. And we'll get in there and look at some of those too as we go along. All right, next question.
Mine's not really a question, but it's actually an observation. And one thing that I got from you today, Howard, is that we are not using that click feature when somebody clicks on something in an email. And that's something that I'm writing down because I'm actually going through all of our campaigns right now for next year, and that's going to be an add-on. Yeah, that's amazing. I've never even thought about that.
So. Yeah. So guess what else we do is when people click, we pick up the phone and call them.
Yes.
And if you get to the point, I have a friend, my Facebook buddy, Jacob Salem. They call them in real time. Like as soon as that tag pops up, another thing you can do in Infusionsoft is create an action item. And it pops up on somebody's screen. They pick up the phone and call and say, hey, I noticed you just downloaded the report. And they're like, excuse me? Like, how'd you know I just did that? I said, well, if you'd like to know that, that's what we do. And, you know, I'd be glad to help you with it.
Yeah, that's awesome. I think definitely going to be using that feature.
Good. Okay.
Chief, expand on a bit. What's a click feature?
Okay, so who was that?
Michael,
yeah. So let's say you send out an email and you say, click on our special offer to see our special offer here, and it goes to a web page. In Infusionsoft, you can, when you create that link in Infusionsoft in the email, then you can say to add a tag or an action or both. You could add several tags. You could add several actions. Doesn't matter. There's no limit. And that way, when someone clicks on that special offer, it gives a tag and either launches a campaign, launches an action, or creates a tag, or you can have it do whatever you want to do, right? So cool thing is, somebody clicks on your special offer, if you've got people who can make phone calls, they could create an action item and comes right up on their computer and they call that person immediately.
Thank you.
Very powerful. Okay, someone else. All right, we will close. Implementation, 15 seconds or less. What is your next step?
I'll go again.
Go ahead, Karen.
So my next step this week actually is to go through, like I'm doing right now, all of our campaigns for next year to make sure that because we send out happy birthday emails and things like that. And so I'm actually going through all of that and I'm going to make it better. So 2019 is going to be better.
Who's next?
I got to refresh my email list, and I've also got to double check to see if this new software, Sedona, has a CRM. And even if it doesn't, see if there is an API that would go between it and Infusionsoft.
So you want to see if it has a broadcast email feature, not CRM. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Who's next?
Go ahead, Brenda.
Okay. I'm just getting familiar with it. So I'm going in the back end and I'm learning how to do the email myself and trying to understand how to put the campaigns together, so I have an understanding. But I did send my first email out last week. So.
Yay! Beauty. Beauty. Okay, perfect.
Empowering.
Yes. Okay, who's next?
I'm gonna kind of get my list refreshed and get it sorted from realtors, designers, and then just my database and kind of start getting that prepared.
Perfect. Okay, great. All right, who's next?
I'll go. I'm going to continue cleaning up my list and my CRM, and then also check into the cost and infusion stuff. Then I want to talk to you and Tom about using this for my free opt-in.
Okay, perfect. Great. You bet. Easy peasy. Lemon squeezy. All right, who's next?
I'll go. It's just a matter of... really just a matter of starting. Don't get stuck in the paralysis by analysis on this. So
get started.
Get Infusionsoft and just take baby steps and get it going.
Beautiful. Okay. All right.
I can go. So I'm going to look into all of my tags. What happened with me is I, like you said, Howard, I abdicated this to the developers. So I have a really sophisticated system that, you know, the it's all in place, and I don't understand it at all. So I've been getting in there just trying to learn it all at once. So I just want to start simple, like you said, and check out my tags, make sure that everyone's getting tagged properly so that we can start segmenting and I can narrow it down and then maybe focus on one of those lists.
Beautiful. Okay. Who has not shared yet? Michael Eversole. Hey, I love the way you spell your name. How cool is that? We would have missed out on that.
Thanks. But yeah, our first step really is I just need to get with Sherry and kind of figure out what she was looking for. And then same as Stuart, just get started, get the software and start plugging away.
Beautiful. Everybody shared, right?
Well, I got a question for you. I really loved your idea about the Ziegler quotes, which I definitely want to do, but this is copyright material.
That I can't do for you on a free opt-in, but we can do the quote book. We have a PDF of it.
Okay, cool.
Perfect. Okay, awesome. Okay, inspiration is you don't have to be great to start, but you do have to start to be great. Okay. All right, guys, I'm going to go teach Ziegler in the house. Take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye, everybody.